Brother Hansen from Truth Line Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. And we're at the fourth chapter, if you would like to turn over there. The fourth chapter of Jeremiah, verse 1. And we're going to begin. Jeremiah is telling the people to repent, of course. And he's trying over and over and over again. Doesn't seem to be doing very much good because the people continuing in their sins and not listening. And I guess they just, you know, that's the way human nature is. I don't care what that guy says. He's just a preacher, or he's just a loud person. I'm not going to pay any attention to him. And they just ignoring Jeremiah's warning about what is about to take place. Let's go ahead and get right into the study. If you will return, O Israel. Return where? Return back to God. If you will return, declares the Lord, then you should return to me. And if you will put away your detested things from my presence, that means all of these idols built by man, whether they be made of stone or metal or gold or wood or whatever. An idol is an idol, and it's worthless. And if you will put it away, this detestable thing, from my presence, and will not waver, that means go back to it eventually. If you don't waver, then in truth, and you will swear, as the Lord lives, in truth, in justice, and in righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and do not sow among thorns. That means when you sow among thorns, it means you still have sin. You still have this evil heart, sowing in the midst of an evil heart, and it doesn't seem to do any good at all. Sowing in the midst of thorns, knowing there's hindrances. There's hindrances. And all you're doing is trying to sow on ground that it's not going to grow on. You know, a good heart is an honest heart. And an honest heart is a repentive heart, trying to follow God's will. Try to follow him. Try to do what he wants, what he says. Try to obey him. And this is what is actually taking place here. These people do not want to follow God. And their heart is far away someplace else. Don't sow among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. In other words, cut off the flesh. Cut off this desire to serve evil gods. Cut off this desire. Cut it off. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and remove the foreskin of your heart. No, it doesn't mean to get circumcised again. These people are already circumcised in their flesh, but their heart had so much garbage tied around it. They had to cut that flesh off. Cut it off. Just cut it off. Sometimes you just have to cut things off. Cut people off if you have to. Cut them off. Because sometimes people can make you sin. If you hang around the wrong person, the wrong people, you know, you get to thinking like them. You get to thinking, well, maybe they're right, you know. And they will influence you ultimately. If you hang around anyone long enough, they will. You'll start acting like them, you know. So it's best you just cut them off Walk away, come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. Then I will be your God, the Bible says, and you will be my people. Remove the foreskin of your hearts, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or else, here's an ultimatum for you. Remove this garbage. Circumcise yourself unto me. Don't sow among thorns. Break up your fallow ground. These are easy things to understand. They're not, God's not speaking in code here. You know, every one of us know exactly. We're intelligent people. We can understand what God is saying. Men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, or else my wrath will go forth like fire. My wrath will go forth like fire. That is a promise from God. You think he's kidding? No, he is not kidding in the least. He's not kidding. When God says something, you can bank on it. He means business. God's not, you know, he's not like a man that he can lie. He's not like the Son of Man that he can, you know, he is God. When he speaks truth, he speaks anything he speaks is truth, but he doesn't have to repent. He doesn't have to say, well, I'll change. You know, God says something, we better listen. We better listen, because that is the most important thing that we can do. Or else my wrath will go forth like fire and burn with none to quench it. And burn with none to quench it. Because of the evil of your deeds, declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land. Blow the trumpet in the land. In other words, get the attention of the people. Get the attention of the people. It's time to get the attention. Blow the trumpet in the land and cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves and let us go. Assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Lift up a standard toward Zion. Seek refuge. Do not stand still, for I am bringing evil from the north. That northern people that God is bringing. Now, this is a horrible thing if you think about it. These people coming from the north, they're the Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, Nabopolassar, and Nebuchadnezzar is about to attack, and that's in 2 Chronicles, chapter 36. They're going to come down against you. They're going to take you into captivity, and they're going to be destruction and evil, a great destruction from the north. A lion has gone up from his thicket. Here comes a lion. You better watch out, because a lion's coming. A lion is about to be released. The lion is coming out. The lion coming from his thicket, and destroyer of nations has set out. God is releasing hell upon these people because they just simply do not know how to obey God. They just simply won't listen. So here comes the Nebuchadnezzar, Nabopolassar. They're going to attack. They're going to destroy. They're going to make a mess of things. Take people into captivity for 70 years. Can you imagine that? Destroyer of the nations is set up. He's set out. He's gone out of his place. To make your land a waste. You'd think that somebody would listen, wouldn't you? you would think that somebody would listen, because there's certainly nothing to indicate that somebody's listening, but here they are. They're just simply not listening, and they're allowing the destruction from the north to come down upon them. How would you like to be that hardhead? Well, you know, that's the way it goes, you know. Here they come. We can't stop it. You've got to realize this is serious. They're coming down upon us, and this is a horrible thing. This is a horrible thing coming against them. He's gone out of his place to make your land a waste. Your cities will be ruins without inhabitant. If you can imagine that, what if our own cities were going to become waste, a wasteland? And nobody would inhabit it. What if it's your city where you're at right this minute? What if it would just became a wasteland? And nobody to inhabit it? Nobody there? What would you do if the Chinese started marching up and down your street with guns, taking everybody's belongings, just doing whatever they wanted to, what they want to do? What would you do? What would you do if the Chinese came in and just ransacked your house, your home, and took your children, did all kinds of evil things? What would you do? This could be happening in our midst. If we ignore God, like the people of the Jeremiah's time, do you think that, well, you know, he loves us better and more? Oh, we're in the age of grace, you think? You might be in the age of grace, but you're not in the age of ignorance and stupidity. Why? Because the book of the Revelation is full of the judgment of God. If you think that God is done with his judgment, think again. If you think that God's judgment is done, think again. Because there's something seriously wrong with this picture. Because if you're not thinking exactly what you should be thinking, you could be overtaken the same way as these people were overtaken. It can happen, folks. All you have to do is just ignore God. Ignore what he's trying to say to you. And listen to the devil. And the same things can happen. The same thing can happen to this country if we ignore God. Take a look at the abortion. Take a look at the transgender. Take a look at all of the evil that's has been happening for the last 4 years. All of the evil that has come upon this country, brought on by people that were actually manipulated by Satan, I believe. You couldn't get any worse than offending one of these little children with some kind of gender-affirming drugs. Can you imagine? The parents of these little children ought to be, I don't know, use your imagination, because it is horrifying that you would mutilate your own child and do such things. This is evil, and it has been going on long enough even the schools, not telling the parents about some of these things. They don't even know, in some cases, let alone trying to manipulate your child to be a transgender. It's horrible, and it's horrifying. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.